Hello, I'm cellist Zuel Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Elsie. I'm 9 years old, and I play the ukulele. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Elsie. That was Elsie playing our theme on her ukulele. We just love that. And you can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to day 3 of Cloud Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll hear some more cloudy music coming up and have another hint for our Quizlet. But before we get to our cloudy music, let's learn about the cloud of the day from our friend meteorologist Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Kate.
What's the cloud today?
Today's clouds are cumulus clouds. These are white, fluffy clouds that look like cotton balls. They're formed when pockets of warm, moist air are rising. When that air rises, it cools, and the water vapor in it starts to condense out into tiny water droplets that stay suspended in the air. Cumulus clouds appear on fair weather days, but while it might be nice to be on the ground, this type of weather can cause turbulence for airplanes.
Thank you, Jane. Now let's talk about today's cloudy music. It's a piece of music called Cloudburst by the American composer Eric Whitaker. He was born in Reno, Nevada in 1970. Eric Whitaker was a young musician, but he didn't take it horribly seriously. In fact, he played the trumpet in junior high marching band for a few years, but he got kicked out for being a troublemaker until he joined the choir. He joined the choir so he could meet girls, but on the very first day, the choir started singing something beautiful, and he says, "My life was profoundly changed that day, and I became a choir geek of the highest order." And we're so glad about that. Eric Whitaker has written many gorgeous choral pieces, including the one we're going to hear today, Cloudburst. Cloudburst is based on a 1959 poem by the Mexican poet Octavio Paz, and it talks about the rain. Eyes of shadow water, eyes of well water, eyes of dream water. And Eric Whitaker does a lot of neat stuff in this music to create rain. For instance, in the beginning, we hear kind of solos with voices that are kind of off rhythm. Listen to that. They use a thunder sheet to make a clap of thunder. That's a big old piece of metal that you shake. It sounds like this. And then the choir starts beginning clapping, snapping, and smacking their thighs in order to create the sound of rain. So you'll hear all kinds of percussion, instruments, and people making it rain in the choir hall. Here is Cloudburst by Eric Whitaker. This is performed by the Polyphony Vocal Ensemble, conducted by Stephen Layton.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't that so neat? It is raining in the concert hall. That was Cloudburst by Eric Whitaker. Stephen Layton conducted the Polyphony Ensemble. And you could make it rain right now, wherever you are. You just snap your fingers or have everybody around you do it. Here, let's all do it together for a second. If we all do this. Neat. Now, tomorrow on Kids Commute, we're going to hear one composer's expression of how clouds made him feel. Now, kids commuters, let's hop on the Quizlet train. This week's question is, what is it called when clouds touch the ground? Meteorologist Jane gave us another hint for today. She says, like clouds in the air, these ground clouds are made up of tiny droplets of water suspended in the air. But if it's cold enough, it can also be made of ice. What is it called when clouds touch the ground? What's the answer? There's another hint. You can send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, a little prize pack, and enter your name to win a whole bunch of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. So you can be just like Beatrice from Arcadia. She got it on her second try. Good job, Beatrice. You got it. And we'll have one more hint for you tomorrow. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Thanks to our pal meteorologist Jane for her cloudy expertise. I'm Kate Botello. Have a gorgeous day.
Interlochen Public Radio.